Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
Troy Rank. Hey, Troy. How are you?
Fantastic, guys. How are you?
We're in a time machine. We just got in one. We just rented one. Actually, Richie built one. Super smart. Michigan State. Boy, they like to fire coaches. And
they didn't fire him.
Well, he's not there anymore, is he? Hey, we're in a time machine, and it's 2 years from now. Okay? And the four quarterbacks in the AFC West are Drew Locke, Tua Tagovailoa with the Raiders, Justin Herbert with the Chargers, and Patrick Mahomes with the Chiefs. Rank them 1, 2, 3, 4.
Oof. Yeah, you mentioned Tua's injury. This is the one question. If he's healthy, I would put him second, Locke third, and then Herbert fourth. I mean, I think Locke has a chance to be two on that list, but if Tua's healthy, I mean, he would have been the number one, consensus number one overall pick. Locke was never, you know, in that conversation. That's the kind of talent Tua has. I expect the Dolphins to trade up and get Tua as early as three. Mm. I don't think they'll wait till five. So I would say in that conversation, D-Mac Mahomes is one. He's one overall in the league for me. No questions asked. Tua two, Locke three, Herbert four.
Troy, what's the latest with Joe Flacco?
Well, I mean, there's still an outside chance he could come back if he would be amenable to a backup money kind of contract. And, you know, is he agreeable to that? I didn't sense that from Joe in the few conversations I had with him at the end of the year. But he also understands that the idea of going to compete to be a starter, I'm not sure that exists anywhere, frankly. I mean, you saw with Fitzpatrick in Miami. I mean, what opportunity would there be for him to go compete for a starting job? I mean, two places, maybe three. I mean, I don't even know where those would be until free agency and the draft shakes out. So, in theory, if, you know, and he was good in the quarterback room, they could keep him. I still don't expect them to. The one thing I wrote about, it's on DenverChannel.com, is, you know, much was made about that contract rearrangement for him, reworking his deal that would create 13-6 of dead money. It actually isn't going to be that dead money because it was created to sign their existing guys, Harris, and Simmons, and only Janovich signed. So that all rolls over into the cap this year. So they're not really going to take that dead money cap hit from Joe as we kind of expected originally, as I did more investigating on that. So Joe Flacco technically could come back as a backup. I just don't see it right now because of the, you know, his injury history now, a couple of years in a row, his age, and I think his, you know, his willingness to try to explore starting somewhere.
How serious are you taking Tom Brady to the Raiders?
I just think you would use him for leverage. I mean, they're not close to winning. I mean, the Chargers have a better roster, and going into a new stadium, that makes more sense to me than the Raiders. But the Patriots are showing a willingness to go $30 million plus per year, so 2 years, $60 million. I mean, how much would he leave for, Tyler? I mean, $35 million he'd leave for the difference of $5 million at this stage in his career?
I would.
I mean, people say, what's
$5 million? Heck yeah.
I just don't know, would he go into a situation where he's in a new environment, having to, in theory, learn a new offense? Everyone says, well, Peyton did it. Peyton ran the offense here. He was the offensive coordinator. John Fox and everyone said, what do you want to do? Go do it. With Brady, I don't know that they would do that at his age. I mean, Peyton was way younger, as crazy as that sounds. But it's an ego now. He's tired of taking discounts, and they want to pressure him to take a discount. Well, not a discount, but a reasonable deal of $30 million plus, and they want him to do it before free agency. Would he be willing to do that based on the fact that they gave him no weapons last year and have shown a reluctance to spend? That's the issue for me. Is I think that offer's fair. But it's not fair if they're going to go to the post with those offensive skill players they had last year.
Troy, you know, we've been looking at our draft board, and we've, like, for instance, I have on my draft board the Broncos taking a wide receiver, Henry Ruggs III. But when you look at free agency, which is going to happen before the draft, what position or player that's out there that you would like to see the Broncos probably take a shot at in free agency?
Well, I mean, it's interesting because you said, like you said, free agency happens first. We love the draft, as we should. But the free agents, you can talk to them March 16th, sign them March 18th. That's well before the draft. I mean, Corey Littleton, the kid, the linebacker from the Rams, Joe Schobert from the Browns, I think they do have to take a long look at inside linebacker in free agency. You know, is that somewhere where you can find a fit? Byron Jones, the cornerback, is his deal? He had an uneven year last year, maybe even some would say disappointing. Would his price be, you know, way less than a Chris Harris or significantly less where you could bring him in? Because I do think, Chris Harris or not, they've got to add at least one more cornerback because you can't count on Callahan and Devontae Bosby to be healthy. That's not a great strategy. So I'd look there. And if you don't, let's say you're totally sold, which I don't think they are, on offensive line early and D-line early in the draft, go get a, you know, look at a guy like Robbie Anderson at receiver. But for me, Nick, I think you could address inside linebacker in free agency successfully. Anthony Canestano, the kid from the Colts, if you wanted to say, hey, we'll take a cheaper tackle in free agency to open up the draft to like all weapons and offensive players, you know, skills. There's a couple of different approaches here, but I would say you need to specifically look at inside linebacker if you're not going to go after an Isaiah Simmons type in the first round. They need help with that position.
All right, Troy, it's Hot Take Tuesday. Give us a good hot take to send you on your way.
A hot take?
Yeah.
Oof.
Come on.
Get a Troyism in it.
Anything. And it doesn't have to be Broncos. Could be anything.
Well, my hot take, their drafts have delivered like Amazon Prime the last 2 years. if they strike out in free agency again, they're not going to the playoffs. They can't miss. The Callahan-James thing sabotaged them last year. Yeah. They have to hit on two free agents. If they don't, they're not going to the playoffs.
And those two free agents, here's where the hot take comes in. Those two free agents are?
One's got to be an inside linebacker. The second one.
Danny Trevathan? Bring Danny Trevathan back?
I mean, I would consider Trevathan the physical, you know, health willing. I love Danny.
Yeah.
He competes and he knows Vic's defense. So I would say inside backer and possibly any corner in free agency.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Troy. I really appreciate it.
You got it, guys.
All right. Troy Rank brought to you by Tranny Law. Man, a little heat on Danny Trevathan coming back here. I'd love that. Danny Trevathan was one of my... That dude loved football. Unbelievable competitor. Tell me he's still healthy, still good. Everything's all right with Danny?
Just think if you get... If the Broncos were able to pull that off, now you have two inside linebackers who not just can run, they're real physical, and you can have a physical presence in the run game.
I don't feel the panic to upgrade there.
Why not?
I just don't feel the panic. I feel you can win a lot of games with the guys that we have.
It's catching me a little bit by surprise, too. But, hey, that's what we're doing, man. It's Hot Take Tuesday. You never know. Stretching your mind a little bit.
Yeah, I look at just a couple of games the Broncos played this season, especially, you know, that Jacksonville Jaguars game stood out to me. Leonard Fournette being able to run wild and roughshod over this defense. And to me, you need two physical linebackers that can get downhill, that can shed those tackles and be physical against the run.
You know, we have some great hot takes lining up on the text line. Phone lines open as well. And Giselle is all over Hot Take Tuesday. You'll hear why next.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC. First
Bank. Banking for good.